You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available, or you can visit us at www.talktainmentradio.com. Title for today's show is simply March Madness. Are you ready for the madness? March mayhem is upon us, and as many will be cheering on their favorite teams from home, there's still much that needs to be accomplished in March. For example, did you know your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court? I know this is a travel show, but you need to know that your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court. Also, now's the time to plan your vacation, because right now, Americans are feeling more confident about travel. And finally, take the shot. Not the NBA shot, but the vaccine shot. Take the shot. So, did you know COVID-19 restrictions are being rolled back in Vegas? Nearly a year has passed since Las Vegas first shut down its hotels and casino operations due to COVID-19. Even after the tourism-fueled city reopened in a limited fashion, its non-essential establishments subject to new regulations and restrictions, business has merely been limping along. With the tourism industry kept afloat mostly by the drive-in market, visitation volumes have reached the lowest levels seen in almost 30 years. So it's hardly surprising that Las Vegas politicians, officials, casino owners, and other tourism stakeholders are eager to revive the town's unusual activities as quickly as possible, even if the experience now looks a little different. With COVID-19 vaccinations becoming increasingly available and the infect rate currently falling, Nevada's governor announced earlier this month that the state will roll back health and safety restrictions somewhat in March. On the outside, on and outside of the Las Vegas Strip, casinos will begin to bring back smaller scale shows, reopening offering that has been suspended and coming up with new ways to attract visitors. While capacities, allowances on casino floors and indoor bars and restaurants are currently restricted to 35%, a bump up from 25% back in November. On March 15th, the cap will rise to 50%. Anticipating an increase in demand as attractions reopen, and they can handle more people. The MGM Resort announced last week that their 24/7 hotel and casino operations will resume at three of the Strip's properties: the Mirage, the Mandalay Bay, and the Park MGM. For a while, those resorts were only open for weekends, and they were closed Monday. They were closed Monday through Wednesdays, but now they're going to reopen 24/7 for the anticipation of all the business that will come during March Madness. And that actually started yesterday. Towards the end of 2020, each of those resorts had shut down midweek operations due to insufficient demand, but soon all of MGM's Las Vegas properties, including the Aria, the Bellagio, Excalibur, Luxor, MGM Grand, New York, will once again be open around the clock. Vegas entertainment options still won't compare to the pre-pandemic polythia of offerings, but magicians, stand-up comedians, and athletes are coming back to perform in front of small audiences. Shows are currently restricted to 100 people or 35% of the venue capacity, whichever is less, but limits are set to increase on March 15th to 250 or 50% of capacity. One of the tricks that they do here in Ohio is most businesses has a sign up on their window when it comes to capacity. It just simply says 50%. It doesn't say 50% of what. It just says 50%. And with the health departments and everything going on with the coronavirus, that sign allows you to be open when you just have a sign up that says 50%. Outdoor pools and open air day clubs, including MGM, Wet Republic, Caesar Palace, and the Liquid Pool at Aria, are slated to reopen with warmer weather in March. Capacity restrictions on outdoor dining will be lifted entirely through social distancing and mask wearing. Whenever guests aren't eating or drinking, will be enforced. Heightened health and safety measures will continue in effect indefinitely, including mask requirements, social distancing, touchless ordering, requiring reservations instead of allowing general admission. And for more information on Las Vegas, you can visit my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, or visit our website at www.tyustours.com. So, Americans are feeling much more confident about traveling. This just in, Americans are feeling more confident about travel. 1 year after the COVID-19 pandemic began, Americans are only just beginning to put COVID-19 in the rearview mirror. With the winter surge behind the country and vaccine availability becoming more widespread, travelers are beginning to feel more confident about getting out and according to the new research from J.D. Powell, which surveyed 1,500 respondents traveling through major airports. Its latest report found that American concerns about contracting COVID is lessening among those who travel. There's fairly widespread support for vaccine passports. Mask wearing is seen as one of the most important safety measures. Anxiety over traveling has calmed somewhat from the peak of the pandemic. And while there's still a fair amount of concern about exposure, 58% of the respondents, and this was tested with 1,500 people, 58% of the respondents expressed moderate to little concern. 25% of the customers said they were unconcerned about being exposed to COVID, the highest percentage since the summer of 2020. And that was also lower than the number of customers that indicated they were extremely concerned about exposure, which was about 15%. The vaccine seems to have little impact on customers' desire to travel. I find that hard to believe. 4 out of 10 respondents said they would travel just as much as before the vaccine was developed. 30% said that the vaccine means that they would travel more than they had previously planned. And just 29% of the respondents said that they plan to travel less. What factors into all this is the fact that the vaccine is out there, and with the vaccine, the rate is going down. Digital vaccine passports have a favorable opinion among travelers. 33% said these passports were a good idea and should be required. And 32% indicated that they are a good idea but should be optional. 19% said that vaccine passports are a bad idea and should not be introduced, with 16% saying that they are a bad idea and should be optional. Later on in the show, or later on in this segment, we'll talk about the digital passport. One of the lasting effects of the pandemic could be mask wearing. The practice is by far the most important safety measure to travelers, as our improved cleaning and hygiene practices and hospital-grade infections. Mask wearing blows all of the other safety measures out of the water, with 58% of respondents saying that it is important that they wear masks. After mask, 16% of the respondents said that improved cleaning at touch points was important, followed by 6% of the respondents who indicated hospital-grade disinfection spread out departure areas and managing social distancing were important. Just 3% of respondents said that contactless payment, temperature checks, and contactless check biometrics were important. Passengers are not likely to let these safety measures and protections go once the pandemic subsides. 42% said that they will likely continue to wear a mask and continue social distancing for all of 2021 or longer. 22% said they would for several months, and 15% said 1 month or two. Only 21% said they would stop wearing masks and social distancing immediately. I guess I fall into the 22%. Because once the pandemic is gone, my mask is gone. Yeah, that's the short of it. You know, once the pandemic is gone, my mask is gone. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to continue to wear it, because even though they said the masks were important, there's 500,000 people that died from the virus, and I'm sure some of them wore masks. So that's the news of the day, that Americans are feeling a lot more confident about traveling because of the vaccine, and they feel a lot more comfortable about traveling. So because this is a travel show, to travel with an expert, I have a program called Buy Now, Pay Later. I have acquired a new vendor, and this particular vendor has a Buy Now, Pay Later program. If you know when you want to take your vacation but still need to do some saving, a payment plan is your solution. We'll help you lock in today's great rates with only a down payment. So what you have to understand, prices are low today, but a month from now, prices are going to go through the roof, because people are feeling better about travel. Absolutely feeling better about travel. So as people feel better about travel, prices are going up. So if you want to lock in that low rate today but travel later, this program is for you. You can reserve your vacation for as little as $50, and we'll give you a great option to buy now or pay later. The deposit policy varies by vendor, so I really can't get into the deposit policy, but most vendors that I have will allow you to put down a small deposit to travel at a later time. Make your vacation, and here's how to do it, is to make your vacation reservation more than 6 weeks in advance. Deposits can include a portion of both your air and hotel costs and the full cost of any add-ons. So what I suggest to people they do is that you put down a deposit air, as long as you don't have to pay the full cost of air, and you put down a deposit on your hotel. But the add-ons, you can come back and add in later, because if you do it at the time of the deposit, that's going to make the price of your deposit go up. And from here, you have options. Schedule a final payment. Your credit card will be charged on the date of your choosing. Make multiple payments. Pay for your vacation in regular increments. So I have a client that is traveling in 2022. He made a deposit of $400 for him and his wife, and then the final payment is due 45 days before they travel in 2022. And the final details: deposit options may not be available if the minimum deposit rules cover your full air and hotel costs, or you are traveling during a holiday or a convention period that requires full payment at time of booking. Reservations are subject to all change or cancellation penalties outlined in the terms and conditions, as well as any supplier penalties should you wish to change or cancel your reservation. Adding travel safe insurance to your vacation may lower or eliminate your penalties. Note, some vendors offer double the discount if you pay in full at the time of booking, and other vendors offer financing. So I have a vendor that if you pay in full at the time you make the booking, they offer you double the discount. So for more details, you can give us a call at Tire Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362, or visit our website at www.tirestours.com. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second half of the show, where we talk about how your right to vote is going to the Supreme Court. So right now, IATAN is the International Air Transport Association, has stated that its digital COVID travel pass should be ready within weeks. What the organization is hoping will be the key to giving governments the confidence to reopen borders is still on a trial with a number of airlines globally. However, the plan is to have a fully functional system go live in March. So, again, the title of the show is March Madness, because we have all these things going on in March. The entire aviation industry is pinning its hopes on reopening borders and international travel by the coming northern summer season. Most agree that in order for that to happen, in lieu of all-encompassing global vaccination drive, there must be a system in place for agreed-upon standards for COVID testing. For the past few months, IATAN has been developing a digital app called Travel Pass. And this is meant to function partly as a resource for passengers to find out what tests and potential vaccines they require before travel, and provide locations of verified testing facilities. However, it will also give travelers the ability to share their test results. This means that authorized labs and test centers can send the results or vaccination certificates directly to the app, in essence creating a digital COVID-19 passport. The key issue is one of confidence. Passengers need to be confident that the testing they've taken is accurate and will allow them to enter the country. So that is something that is being worked on. And when it's released to the public, it would be available on both iOS and Android platforms and is expected to be free for passengers. According to IATAN, it is being designed in a modular way so that it can adapt and connect to other systems in use around the world. Hopes are that the digital certificates will inspire greater confidence as they are more difficult to fake than the paper-based counterparts. In my last show that I did, we talked about how people are faking the results that they get from tests and everything else. And with the digital passport, it will allow you to be a lot more confident, and the countries that you visit would be more confident because it's less likely to be forged. Unfortunately, accounts of individuals or even test centers providing forged documents and certificates have undermined the trust in pre-departure test schemes, perhaps delaying the lifting of strict quarantine measures. So the question here, and if you visit my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, is what do you think are the pros and cons of a digital health passport? Is it the key to reopening international travel? You can leave a comment at my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. My question on the digital passport is, it comes down to privacy. Am I willing to give up my privacy about my medical background to be put on this digital passport? If they can answer that question for me, then I feel pretty confident about it. But right now, I'm in the process of waiting to take my second shot. And will the place that has given me my vaccines be willing to send my information to whoever controls the digital health passport? So that's the question that I'm putting on my Facebook page. What do you think are the pros and cons of a digital health passport? You can go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and leave a comment on what you think about the digital health passport. You know, that's important as we go forward in this environment with the pandemic, because in the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about how the coronavirus is not going away. It's here to stay, and it is not going away. And we compare it to the flu, and the flu is controlled by a vaccine. The coronavirus will be controlled by a vaccine. So we get into that in the second half of the show, and that is titled Take the Shot. COVID zero herd immunity isn't going to happen. But, and they compare it to the flu. 10 years ago, a deadly infectious disease killed more than 36,000 Americans. The next year, it killed 12,000 more. And over each of the following 8 years, that same disease caused between 22,000 and 62,000 deaths. And how they controlled that? Well, that disease is called influenza, also known as the flu, and it ranks as the 15th leading cause of death in the United States. But how they control that is with a vaccine, and that's what's going to happen with the coronavirus. It's not going away. It will always be there. And also in the second half of the show, we talk about your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court. In dozens of states, the Republican Party has responded to Donald Trump's defeat by trying to change election laws, often to make voting more difficult. And the Democratic Party is struggling to figure out how to respond. And voting rights experts are worried that the results could be the biggest rollback of American voting rights since the demise of the Reconstruction in the 19th century. So, why is that going to happen? It's a reflection of a widespread belief among Republican officials that high voter turnout hurts their chances of winning elections. So Republican politicians often worry about their ability to win elections in a diversifying country and have tried to reduce voting access. That's everything in a nutshell. So if you want to compare this to a football game, the Republicans have been doing things yard by yard, while the Democrats are winning, are scoring touchdowns much faster. But the Republicans are doing the groundwork. So, and we'll get into this in the second half of the show, but the Democrats are scoring big touchdowns and they're scoring really fast, but the Republicans have been doing the groundwork. For example, they have more judges on the Supreme Court. So when the voting rights come up before the Supreme Court, with all the judges they have on the Supreme Court, what do you think is going to happen? So again, we'll get into more of this in the second half of the show, but you just need to know that your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court. If you, again, want to read the complete article, I will post it on my Facebook page. It's Your Time to Travel. But just so you know, the first half of the show, Las Vegas is beginning to roll back restrictions. With the vaccine is really slowing down the pace of the virus. And even though you take the vaccine and you get both shots, your chances of dying from COVID is greatly reduced. You may still get it, but the fatal results from it is greatly reduced if you get the vaccine. So that has left a lot of Americans confident about traveling. The biggest part about traveling right now is the confusion that surrounds travel, because the CDC has all these requirements about traveling. So a lot of my clients are waiting to 2022 or late 2021 to travel because of all the confusing things you have to do if you travel. And with the vaccines, there's a lot of places that you no longer have to have a COVID-19 test to go to. Alaska is one of them. That they have said that you don't need a negative test to come to Alaska now. The problem with Alaska is trying to get Canada to open up its borders. Canada still refuses to open up its borders to America, and that includes Alaska. So that's the problem with Alaska, but a lot of places are lifting their restrictions based on the fact that the vaccinations are reducing the spread of the virus, and the vaccine will reduce the spread of the virus. It just, there's a test that was done, there's some research that was done in Israel, where they have vaccinated most of the population. And the rate of people getting the COVID is like 3 out of 150 people, which is not very much. And based on that study, a lot of states are opening up. A lot of states are lifting restrictions because based on that study from Israel, where once people are vaccinated, and we'll get into in the second half of the show how many people needs to be vaccinated for this virus to go away or to slow down the spread. But based on that study in Israel, a lot of places are opening up. International travel is opening up. And with the digital passport, things are opening up. So we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. But March is March Madness. Basketball games going on. It's called March Mayhem. And we know people will be watching many of the basketball games from their home. So just stay tuned for the second half of the show, and we'll get into voting and COVID ID and all that that's going on with that. So look up in the sky. It's the superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGlory'sCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick. I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy.
Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. In the first half of the show, we talked about Americans are feeling more confident about traveling. With the vaccine, Americans are feeling a lot more confident about traveling. We talked about travel with an expert. We talked about our buy now, pay later plan. That's available with some of the new vendors that I have. And in the coming weeks, there's going to be a health passport, should be available in the coming weeks. And the question that we have about the health passport is, what do you think are the pros and cons of a digital health passport? Is it the key to reopening international travel? And you can leave a comment on It's Your Time to Travel Facebook page. So we also talked about that in the first half of the show. And the did you know is Las Vegas is beginning to roll back restrictions, which means that most hotels are going to be open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Their capacity is going to 50% or 250 people, whichever is less. And so Las Vegas is starting to reopen. And it's just in time for March Madness. Are you ready for the madness? March Mayhem is upon us, as many will be cheering their favorite teams from home. But there's still much to be done. There's still much to be accomplished in the month of March. For example, did you know your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court? And also that the COVID-19 virus is not going to go away, but it'll be managed through the vaccine. So your right to vote is heading to the Supreme Court, and this is in response to the Republicans being defeated. And they're trying to make it difficult for people to vote. And to be honest with you, the Democratic Party is struggling to figure out how to compete with that. And we'll get into examples of what that means. So it's a reflection of widespread belief that Republicans cannot win elections with a high voter turnout. And often they worry about their ability to win elections in a diversifying country and has tried to reduce voting access. Right now, Georgia is the biggest example of them trying to restrict voters. Democrats, along with any Republicans and independents who favor wider voting access, has three possible ways to respond. First is the Supreme Court, but the problem here is the Republicans have been more aggressive about putting judges on the bench and are blocking Democratic presidents from doing so. If you recall, Obama was not able to seat a judge. Other than the courts, other two main voting rights battlegrounds are state governments and Congress. But state governments are hard places to protect voting rights today because Democrats only control 15 of them. And none in swing states like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, or North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. The Democrats' biggest problem in many states is the failure to develop a message that resonates not only with college graduates and in major metropolitan areas, but also in blue-collar and rural areas. Republicans have compounded that issue through aggressive gerrymandering, including Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. The remaining option for voting rights advocates is Congress. And Democrats now control Congress and the White House. The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would expand voting rights, and President Biden supports it. It would guarantee automatic voter registration and a widely available early voting and mail voting, among other steps. For the bill to have any chance in the Senate, however, Democrats would need the support of all 50 senators, and they would need to scrap or alter the filibuster. Okay, so we know that's not going to happen. All 50 senators are not going to vote for this. The debate over the filibuster can sometimes seem theological, but voting rights is one of the tangible ways in which it matters. If the filibuster remains in place, voting rights in the United States will probably be in retreat over the coming decade. So just so you know, in this month of March, you know, one of the things that's going on is that the right to vote is going to the Supreme Court. And I don't think there's much that we can do to win an expanded version of the right to vote. From everything I read and everything I study, it's a good chance that voter rights going forward will be reduced. But that's what's going on, and that's what's going on in March. So one of the things that I want to talk about was the benefit of taking a vacation right now. Even though all this is going on, many people are still hesitant about vacationing right now. But there are several destinations open and welcoming visitors with enhanced health and safety measures in place. Some might be waiting for the COVID-19 to disappear, but the reality is that it may be around for a while. Hesitation aside, there are numerous benefits to taking a vacation right now. Throughout the months of 2020, people have built up an incredible amount of stress. That pandemic impacted almost everyone in one way or another, and some people may not even realize the amount of stress they're carrying around. Some people may not even realize the amount of stress they're carrying around. A relaxing vacation can help ease that stress. Sipping on a refreshing cocktail while soaking up the sun is enough to take any worry away. Families have also had to adjust to life via Zoom. Parents have transitioned to working through their laptops and cell phones, and children are staring at screens all day to learn virtually. The excitement of staying home for a few weeks in the spring quickly turns into a nightmare of a year for many filled with uncertainty. So you know how you always wish for that snow day so that you could stay home? Well, with the pandemic, the excitement of staying home for even one day is quickly turning into a few weeks with the pandemic, and it's turning into a nightmare of a year for many people who are forced to stay home and not be able to get out and work. Taking the family to spend a week someplace warm and sunny will allow them to relax and recharge in order to have the energy for whatever comes next. Many resorts are also set up for families who prefer to blend work and play. Parents can work, children can learn, and everyone can enjoy an afternoon together in the pool or the ocean. Travel is also a perfect way to connect with family and close friends. With all the protocols in place, people can safely meet in paradise to catch up on each other's lives. Another benefit to taking a vacation right now is that the hotels and resorts throughout Mexico, the Caribbean, and other tourist destinations are not busy as they usually are in the winter months. Most places are not booking to full capacity, so guests have plenty of room to spread out and stay socially distant from other visitors. These resorts will only get busier from here on out, so going now will ensure occupancy isn't at 100%. So Mexico, the Caribbean, those destinations are great places to visit right now because the prices are low. Mexico, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Central America, all those places have great prices right now. It's a great time to go. Some people may still be cautious about booking a vacation right now, but working with a travel advisor ensures everything on the checklist is crossed off. From entry requirements to resort protocols, advisors inform you on everything you need to know to have a seamless vacation experience. Booking a vacation package through Tysers and Travel provides a one-stop shop. Reservations can include airfare, transportation, resort stays, and even extra components such as travel insurance and excursions. And when you get back home feeling fully relaxed and rejuvenated, you'll be happy you made the choice to take a vacation. So contact Tysers and Travel to begin planning your much-needed getaway. We have very low prices going to Mexico, the Caribbean, and the Bahamas right now. Just excellent prices. So now is a great time to book that vacation. So in the first half of the show, one of the questions that we had on the first half of the show was about the vaccine passport. And I bring that up because we want to know what you think about the pros and cons of a digital health passport. Is it the key to reopening international travel? And you can leave a comment on my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. I will get that posted tonight. And you can leave a comment on what you think about the digital health passport. And the reason why that's important is because one of the things that we talk about is take the shot. And we're talking about the vaccine shot. You know, COVID zero, which is herd immunity, isn't going to happen. But it can be controlled by the vaccine. 10 years ago, a deadly infectious disease killed more than 36,000 Americans. The next year, it killed 12,000 more, and over each of the following 8 years, that same disease caused between 22,000 and 62,000 deaths. That disease is influenza, also known as the flu, and it ranks among the 15 leading causes of death in the United States. Talking about the effects of a typical flu is somewhat fraught these days. We are living through the worst pandemic in a century, one that is of a different order of magnitude from influenza. In the early months of COVID-19, some people who were trying to deny its importance, claimed that it was barely worse than the flu, and that was false. Soon, however, and I'll make a note of this and come back to it, the flu will become a meaningful point of comparison. So in the coming months, COVID will probably recede as a result of the vaccinations and a growing natural immunity. But it will not disappear. COVID is caused by a coronavirus known as SARS-CoV-2. And coronaviruses often circulate for years, causing respiratory infections and the common cold. The world is not going to extinguish the coronavirus anytime soon, nor will it extinguish this specific one. The coronavirus is here to stay. The reasonable goal is to make it manageable, much like the seasonal flu. Fortunately, the vaccines are doing that. In fact, they're doing better than that. For fully vaccinated people, serious illness from the COVID is extremely rare and much rarer than serious illness from the seasonal flu. Here's the key fact. All five vaccines with public results have eliminated COVID-19 deaths. I'll repeat that. All five vaccines with public results have eliminated COVID-19 deaths. They have also drastically reduced hospitalizations. The vaccines will not produce COVID zero, but they are on pace eventually, and perhaps by summer, to produce something that looks a lot like normalcy. You know, in the first half of the show, there was 22% of the, there was a survey that was done. There was 22% of the people that took the survey said they would continue to wear the mask. The first thing I'm going to do once this thing has simmered down is to get rid of my mask. Israel, the country that has vaccinated the largest share of its population, offers a case study. One recent analysis looked at 602,000 Israelites who have received COVID vaccines and found that only 21 later contacted the virus and had to be hospitalized. You know, 21 is obviously not zero. Vaccines are almost never perfect, but the COVID vaccines are turning it into the sort of risk that people should accept every day. Here's a useful way to think about Israel's numbers. Only 3.5 out of every 100,000 people vaccinated there were later hospitalized with vaccine symptoms. During a typical flu season in the U.S., by comparison, normally 150 out of every 100,000 people are hospitalized with flu. And yet the seasonal flu does not grind life to a halt. The seasonal flu does not keep people from flying on airplanes. The seasonal flu does not stop people from eating in restaurants. The seasonal flu does not keep people from visiting their friends. And the seasonal flu doesn't stop people from going to school or work. So that's the reason why we say take the shot. It'll get life back to something that we understand. It will control the virus, much like the flu is controlled. So it's important. When it's your turn, as long as you don't have any health risks, I have relatives that it looks like they're not going to be able to take the shot because they have allergies. I heard a doctor say, take the shot, and if you get sick from it, they can deal with that. But if you don't take the shot and you die, then it's nothing anybody can do. So you understand what herd immunity is? It's the resistance to the spread of a contagious disease within a population that results if a sufficiently high proportion of individuals are immune to the disease, especially through vaccination. The level of vaccination needed to achieve herd immunity varies by disease, but ranges from 83 to 94% of the population. Now, that's what this reads, and this is something I took off the computer, but they're saying today that we can reach herd immunity if 65% of the population is vaccinated. And then you have the natural the natural part of people being immune to the disease because they've had COVID before. So with the vaccinations, and if you remember, our new president said that he wanted to vaccinate 100,000 people. That will get us back to traveling and get us back to life as we know it. So when it's your turn, take the shot. And I want you to know that last Friday, after talking to several people that have gotten a shot, I contacted the health department on Friday, and on Monday I was able to get the shot. You know, I've had no side effects whatsoever in taking the first shot. So I encourage people to talk with the doctors to make sure that it's safe to take the shot. This is March. This is March Madness. And we need you to take the shot so we can get life back to things and places we can go and visiting people and out to restaurants. Because one of the points that we make in here, the vaccine has controlled the spread of the flu. And in the earlier conversation of this segment, I talked about how the flu will become a meaningful point of comparison. And that's what's meant by it, is that the flu is contained. The flu is contained, and the way the flu is contained is because people get vaccinated. And it says that roughly 150 out of every 100,000 people are hospitalized with flu. And yet, the seasonal flu does not grind life to a halt. It does not keep people from flying on airplanes. The seasonal flu does not keep people from eating in restaurants. The seasonal flu does not keep you from visiting your friends. The seasonal flu doesn't stop you from going to school, and the seasonal flu doesn't stop you from going to work. So that's where we want to get with COVID-19, is to treat it like the seasonal flu and control it by vaccine. And that will allow us to get our life back to normal. That will allow us to get rid of the mask. That will allow us to travel. That will allow us to get our life back. Because over the last year, we haven't done anything. This past February, I was supposed to go to Cancun. Didn't do it. Okay, so, look, up in the sky, it's the superhero travel. As Ricky Ty is able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on Talk Time Radio radio.com, radio the way it should be heard.